Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 34, Hop Helps a Fox. Why do you think she would do that? Hop was gardening the other day. And she was weeding the spinach that she had planted. And this spinach had really, really grown. And it had grown so much that the spinach was actually taller than Hop. So she was down in amongst the spinach, pulling out weeds with her paws and kind of crawling from one weed to the other. And because the spinach was so tall and Hop was, there was lots of it, and Hop was down on her hands and knees.
Was it as tall as rabbit-rolled trees? Because rabbit-rolled trees is really big, even taller than Hop.
Well, it was about as, just kind of as tall as spinach normally gets, which is probably about like this big.
That's as big as rabbit-rolled trees.
All right. Yeah. I guess so.
So when Hop looked at them, they must have looked that long, that tall, I guess.
They were tall enough that when she was down there, she was hidden. She couldn't be seen from above the spinach. And so when the fox came, trotting on by, the fox didn't actually see Hop. He just smelled something, but the fox didn't really want to stop and try and look for whatever it was that he was smelling, because the fox really didn't like spinach. And so he didn't want to try and figure out too much what was going on there. But there were some raspberries at the edge of the spinach, and the fox really liked raspberries, so he stopped alongside to try and see if he could pick off some raspberries off the bush with his teeth. But when he tried getting the raspberries off, he kept catching some of the thorns with his lips, and so he was trying to bite off a raspberry and pull off. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. And, well, Hop, first of all, didn't notice, but then she heard what the fox was doing, and she was like, what is that? So she peeked out from behind the spinach and saw the fox pulling raspberries off the bushes and going ow, 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 whenever he accidentally got some of the thorns with his lips. And, well, Hop just thought that was so very, very funny that she started laughing. And she tried to keep her laughing quiet. She didn't want the fox to hear her. But she just started laughing more and more, and she clamped both of her paws over her mouth and trying to keep herself from laughing out loud. And then that wasn't enough, so she even got her back paws on her mouth, trying to keep herself from laughing out loud. And finally, she just burst out laughing out loud. And the poor fox, well, the poor fox was just in the middle of pulling a raspberry off the bush. And when Hop burst out laughing, he kind of startled the fox, and he jerked and actually hooked his lip right on a thorn and pulled out the thorn. And so not only did he was he going ow, 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 but he had a raspberry thorn stuck in his lip, and it really, really hurt. And it hurt so much that tears started coming to his eyes, and And Hop, and Hop was laughing. And suddenly, Hop realized that she heard herself laughing a lot. But she didn't hear the fox anymore, and so she realized, uh-oh, I've just been laughing at a fox. Foxes like to eat rabbits sometimes, maybe. Oh no, what have I done? And she looked up at the fox, and the poor fox was sitting there with ears hanging low, tears coming out of his eyes, and his bottom lip sticking way out because it was starting to swell up from the thorn. Well, Hop just felt very, very badly. She felt so sorry for the fox and so badly that she'd been laughing at him. She wanted to know if there was anything that she could do, so she very carefully went up to the fox and said, excuse me, I'm so sorry I was laughing at you. That just wasn't very nice. The fox didn't really, just kind of mumbled something. And Hop said, I notice you've got kind of thorn stuck in your lip. Can I pull that out for you? And the fox mumbled again, but nodded his head. So very, very carefully, Hop went up to the fox and took his bottom lip in one paw and grabbed the thorn with the other paw and counted 1, 2, 3, pull, and yelp! The fox yelped and jumped up in the air, knocking Hop over, but then realized that, oh, my lip feels so much better. It doesn't have a thorn in it anymore. And so Fox was so very happy that it didn't have a thorn in his lip anymore. The fox did what very happy dogs do and went over to Hop and started licking her. And Hop was like, ah, ooh, ah, oh, yeah, because that's how, you know, dogs kiss and foxes kiss. And it was kind of like wet like Toby kisses. And so Hop was very quickly wet with fox drool. And she was kind of going, yeah, yeah. But also happy that the fox was happy and not mad at her for laughing. And so then all of a sudden it started tickling. And so then Hop was laughing again. And the fox kind of realized that he'd kind of gotten a little bit over exuberant with his happiness about not having a thorn, and suddenly went, I'm licking a rabbit. And so he stopped, and Hop stopped laughing, and they said, nice to meet you. What was your name? And the fox said, Bushy. And Hop said, I'm Hop, because the fox had a very bushy tail. And Hop said, nice to meet you. Do you come by here often? Fox said, no, I just was out for a walk and then saw the raspberries. So Hop said, okay, well, you're welcome to have raspberries anytime, but do be careful. Fox said, I think I've had enough raspberries for a while, but thank you very much. And the fox went on his way. And so that was what happened when Hop was weeding her spinach one day, when she was really, when they were really nice and tall and she was getting into it, she pulled a thorn out of the fox's lip. The end.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when Hop compares the stars. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.